Your order's up. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live from Derby. WICC 600 and 95.9. The voice of Connecticut.
We are now chatting with Lillian McKenzie. I know Lillian's like, whoa, I just slipped right in. Yes, that's how
jumping
this works.
Right in.
Just jumping right in. Lillian, it's so great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. You invite me to a diner, and I love it. I'm going to be here every time.
Good.
I love a diner.
We got to talk about team. Team does amazing work here. If people are not familiar, what is it that you guys do?
Yeah, team. We're a human services nonprofit. We cover about 12 towns and cities across this region. So the Core Valley, all the way down to Milford, Orange, Woodbridge, Beacon Falls, Bethany up there. So we're serving residents from all across these communities. Services including childcare, help with housing, food, basic needs assistance. We have senior programs, Meals on Wheels, and a lot more. It's just a sampling.
I mean, you literally serve every aspect of the community. How do you do that? How do you guys do that? Because the need is greater than ever before, I would think.
It is. It's a good question. We have incredible staff who are just experts in their fields, people who know elderly services inside and out, people who are experts in the childcare field. And I just have to give a shout out to the team staff who work their tails off every single day for families.
Yeah, it really takes a team to run
a team.
You know, right?
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have such awful dad jokes. It's terrible. But honestly, it does take really a village to be able to do the work that you guys do. In the last maybe year or so, Lillian, since I last saw you, if you will, at a diner tour, what have you found have been the greatest demands or needs from the community?
Yeah, it's always housing. You know how expensive housing is. And it's just finding available units for people. And then if they're going through a challenge, helping them keep their safe and stable housing. So we had a gentleman from Milford last year. His name was Richard. He lost his job. He was going through disability, and we noticed he was behind on his rent. He reached out to us, and instead of, you know, going through an eviction process, we wanted to prevent that and see if we could help him with his rental arrearages to keep him in his safe and stable housing. So it was just a matter of going through some paperwork, helping him apply for disability, get those funds in, help him cut his home heating assistance costs.
Wow.
And then balance that household budget so then he could go on and maintain his payments going forward. That's so much easier, keeping people where they are rather than getting them into a shelter and then out of a shelter to try to find a new place to live.
Right.
So it's all about preventing evictions, preventing crises.
Well, and all the things you just said, Lillian, may seem like, I don't want to say a walk through the park because it doesn't seem like that, but things that you're very familiar with, but the average person probably is not. And when you're in that moment of crisis where you're thinking, I'm about to lose where I'm living, you know, to be able to walk through that and do it alone is very challenging. So I feel like that's where team comes in and makes kind of, I would say, honestly, everyday sort of miracles, really, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. It's so scary, number one, to ask for help if you've never been in a situation like that before.
Awful.
And then if you're trying to navigate these systems, it's very complex. There's lots of paperwork. You're dealing with a large bureaucracy, and sometimes you just need help. You need somebody who does this day in and day out to help you get
and advocacy,
those.
You know,
exactly.
Like a little bit of confidence and somebody who's like, nope, we can figure something out or at least
Absolutely.
Help you through that process.
Yeah, exactly. So again, our staff just, they do this every day. And so they're helping people who have never done this before. And
right.
So just, you know, come in, talk to us. We're always telling people, if you have a question, if you don't know you're eligible, just have a conversation with us. We'll go through all the ins and outs of the program because it is so complex, but we know them and we'll be able to get you any assistance you might qualify for, and then just get that load off your back.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And again, Lillian is here from Team, and you mentioned that obviously housing insecurity, huge deal. Other areas, other things that you have seen that I want to make sure people really know, A, what your team does, but also that they, why they should lean on you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I want to talk a little bit about elderly services in our community. Right now, we're just seeing more demand than we have funds to keep up with. We have just so many older adults in our program who might qualify for services, but our funding is very limited.
Sure.
So we do Meals on Wheels every day. You know, we're serving about 250 seniors across this community. We've got drivers who go out with their fresh, healthy meals. They're knocking on the doors. They're doing those safety checks. We also have an adult incontinence program. We do a program called Volunteer Caregivers. So these are just volunteers in our community who provide just services for seniors. It might be a ride to a doctor's appointment. It might
be like
help.
Non-medical, but it's just like a helping hand.
Yeah.
That's
it might
amazing.
Be like a little chore around the house. It might be like dusting that top shelf. A senior really shouldn't be climbing on that.
Right.
Stool.
Or even just companionship.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah. So we are always looking for volunteers because that helps meet the need. And the goal is to help seniors stay in their homes and be safe and independent where they want to be rather than having to go to an institution like assisted living or something like that. It might
it's also cost effective that way
exactly.
too, but it's comfort of being at home. And more seniors I know want that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more and more data that comes out, not just in Connecticut, but across the country. They want to stay at home, but some of the very, you know, what we feel like are daily activities or chores that we have to do become very difficult, challenging, impossible almost.
That's the power of a program like Meals on Wheels. In theory, it's so simple. It's just us cooking and delivering meals, but that's the difference for a lot of seniors, the difference of being able to stay in their home or needing assistance somewhere else.
That's so true. Yeah. It's so true. If people want to learn more and connect with Team, whether it's for the, you know, I would say even for volunteer opportunities,
yes.
I think that's a great opportunity
Absolutely.
Too. Or if they need your assistance with something, what's the best way to reach you guys?
Yeah, they can go to our website, teaminc.org, or our main line, 203-736-5420. And then we can direct you to whatever department or any service that you're interested in learning more about.
Lillian, you are a joy, and so is your entire team at Team.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you for having us and giving us the opportunity to share about our services.
Are you kidding? We love Team. We literally do. We
love
your entire
too.
Team. Yeah, right back
Appreciate
at you.
It.
We are going to be right back with stop number four. We are here at Derby at the Valley Diner for the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. More straight ahead in the 9 o'clock hour.